Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at allbook-books.com. This is part two of the topic of sacred sexuality. And beginning with a little anecdote of which I wrote about in my recent book, so I'll just read it from there. And then going into part of my spiritual, holistic, mystical path, Kabbalah, because I'll say a little bit about what sexuality is there. One time on the History Channel, there was a program about sex and the church. And in one segment, they listed, this traveler forgot in what century, all the positions and such like the church had banned or declared unsacred. To ban all that, they must have known about it. So in some nonsense, they weren't as puritanical as they seemed. Actually, the ban was an act to control the wild and free-spirited sexual energies and choices that will always exist. Now that was something when I looked in the manual, it was some psychological manual, maybe that diagnostic manual that psychiatry and psychology goes by. There was some footnote where I realized that basically that was, and I'm just going on vague memory, you know, back in the way history day, part of the ban or the calling of homosexuality was atrocious or sin or whatever, was because it allowed for a different kind of behavior that was in a sense uncontrollable. It was wild. It wasn't confined, so to speak, to sort of more standard heterosexual family life. So I think the underlying reason for the sort of bigotry and whatever you call it towards homosexuality, it has to do deeper than the sexuality itself, is again connected to a more sacred or spiritual level of lifestyle that one may choose. Not that the others aren't sacred or sexual or spiritual, but the control mechanism to control the sexuality controls the human being. So there's been such, you know, guilt and sin and all kinds of mind trips put on sexuality. And then I'll read from my book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest. Mystical Kabbalah's Tree of Life has sexuality and creativity at the essence of one's foundation, a dimension above one's physical rootedness with the earth and below the heart. The significance of one's sexuality and the energy that goes with that cannot be underestimated. As example, being heterosexual includes the possibility of bringing another living being into this world, whereas those not wanting to have a child must at some point answer a question such as, what to do with all that energy not going into the raising of a child? So on the map of Kabbalah, which looks like it's called the Tree of Life, it's connecting what are called stations or sephirah. There are 10 or 11, depending on how you count, and they align with the physical body. And so the bottom, which is connected to the earth, the base of the tree is one, and then just above that is the genital area, second chakra, which has to do with sexuality and creativity. In the Hebrew, it's called Yesod, and it is also translated as the foundation. So while one's rootedness to the earth is obviously a kind of foundation, the more personal foundation and is attributed to that. So again, it shows how powerful that is, that energy is. And it's in the center of the body. It's a balancing point. And how one's centeredness or what directions one goes in life, what choices one makes are very much based on sexual preference, if you think about it. Obviously, there's other factors, but if you think about it, a humongous amount of decisions and choices are based on one's sexual identity, for lack of a better phrase. So again, there's this overall theme of that the sexuality is not just a, I mean, it is pleasurable, but it's not just a pleasurable thing. It's not just a duty or a family thing, that there's a cosmic connection to it. And another bit that I put in my book is a quote that I had seen online. I don't think I'll read all of it because it's rather long. Maybe I will. It's from a website called Indigimama, Indigenous Ancestral Healing, by, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Pakwetsani. She does lots of classes and videos and such like. But the reference is to the womb, or what she calls the matriz, M-A-T-R-I-Z. I don't know how to pronounce it. And I found it just amazingly informative. And part of the reason I put it in my book is that for anyone, especially young women, I wanted them to see that and say, this is where some of your choices are, and this is the respect that man or woman needs to have for the sacred, you know, feminine. Why is matriz important? Your sacred womb or uterus supports your bladder, bowel, pelvic bones, and abdominal organs. She separates your bladder and bowels. Your uterus helps regulate blood pressure, secretes hormones during pregnancy, and is connected to your ovaries, fallopian tubes, and entire pelvic floor. Your core being, feminine essence, and creative energy are concentrated in your womb space. Your womb is the strongest muscle in your body. She is cleansing, resilient, powerful, and an intricate part of long-term feminine health. Your matriz womb is the organ that creates, sustains, protects, and nourishes life. Your matriz transports life from the sacred realm into our realm, Earth. She is the only channel to Mother Earth and is our sacred center. She is the center of the universe, perched perfectly in between the heavens and the underworld. Most of us don't become acquainted with our wombs until pregnancy, when a natural womb awakening occurs. In utero, your womb, ovaries, and eggs are being formed in the womb of your mother. An intimate physical connection, a sacred vine, flowery rope, materializes. You are connected to your mother, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and so on via this womb connection. Imagine how much deeper the connection if we maintained our womb awareness from birth. Connecting with your own matriz is to connect with the wombs of your four mothers. I just find that astounding and wonderful shift of consciousness. And then I added to that in my book, yet getting away from all of that and commodifying the female and burning witches and disappearing native women and sterilizing people and pesticiding flowers and abusing Mother Earth and her oceans has miscreated a trail of abuse and neglect. And I'll add to it, to this topic too, that the on the Kabbalah tree of life, the heart space is above, as physically, is above the genital area. So that's guided. The way I see it is that, you know, that sexual urges and stuff need to be guided or by love or the heart space. There's that expression, you know, a guy was thinking with his dick. Well, needs to be more heart thinking when it comes to sexuality. So I'll leave it at that for now. And this is a topic near and dear to me for many reasons, partly because it took me about 20 years, or 40 years if I count from birth, to become clear about my own sexual sense of sexuality. So that's one of the reasons it's a topic near and dear to me. So I've got more to say, and that'll be in the part 3. So thanks for listening. Be well.